Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Male. My name is Alan Gigax, and I let that one run a little bit long because I still love this theme song. I'm so happy with the carrier who made it for me, and it's just, I dig it for sure. And then just yesterday, or a couple days ago, I had a carrier email me with, on the postal stand-up, I do different intro music every time. I just pick some song that I like and play that. And a carrier sent me a message. Hey, I noticed you like electronic dance music. You should give this a listen and see if you like it. And sent me like a Spotify album. And it was great. I really liked it. So good stuff. But that's not why we're here. We are here because if you listened to the last episode about the special meeting.
Michael's here.
Yeah, Michael is here. He didn't introduce me this time. Right. I was getting to it. If you listened to the last episode, you know that Michael was pretty fired up about contentions. And we decided that it's worthwhile to talk about the contention process and what goes into making contentions and how you want to actually formulate your arguments as a union steward. So I'm basically going to let Michael lead on this episode because between the two of us, he is by far the more expert grievance handler. He knows all about making contentions, making arguments, how to formulate that. And so Michael's going to take the lead, and I'm going to ask stupid questions. Let's presume it's not because I'm stupid, but rather I'm just making sure the audience knows. So with that all out of the way, go for it, Michael.
So I've been a steward for about 10 years, and so I only did the informal lay contentions for that amount of time, and never actually did the formal lay level because of the establishment that we got never allows me to do formal lay.
Right, the gatekeeping.
Yeah,
yep.
To make sure that I don't get trained, so I don't get trained more than they can, I guess. Okay?
Right.
So anyway, but the training that I got was always, always prepare paperwork as if it's going to step B level.
Right. You want to make your grievance file as complete as possible.
As complete as possible as if it's going to step B level.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in smaller stations, a lot of the informal lay stewards, they try to make that, and then they have the formal lay meeting with their station manager, and it goes right to step B pretty quickly. So they definitely have to prepare for it because of that reason. Because
the steward, the informal steward, is also the formal steward.
Right.
Right. I got you. Okay.
Okay. But in this, in the branch like ours, because we're so big, we have the president, the EVP, the VP, and plus we got like, I don't know, 6-7 other formal A people. So we technically got like at least a dozen people doing formal A's. Okay. And then we have about 17 stations. So we have a pretty big branch.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So anyway,
so today we're mainly going to focus on the informal A
and
steward.
Formal A.
Okay.
And all formal right. A. It, some of it anyway, not the full thing because full formal A is another episode.
Right. And remember, this podcast is mainly geared at just regular carriers.
Right.
And so it's useful to know the process, to know like what kind of information your steward needs, things like that.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's like what the steward needs to do. And so we had an episode where how to start up the grievance process.
Right, right, right. Like doing your initial research, request your information, things like that.
Doing the RFI.
Right.
Putting the, all your information together and so on and so forth. Okay. Now, when you're putting up a grievance together, one of the, you know, you got your statements, you got your information on any data that you got from management,
right?
You got management's contentions or whatever they're using to maybe to issue discipline. So you're getting all
right.
The
when
information
they issue
together.
Discipline, that's a really good example because they should have like a whole packet of information that they relied upon to issue that discipline. Yeah. So as a steward, you're going to ask for that information and then you're going to start picking it apart.
As you can see, remember, if people remember that RFI episode that we did,
right? Request for
is
information.
That you request information every single day. And if they don't give it to you on third, fourth, or fifth attempt, you send that up because if management did the attendance discipline or other discipline,
right,
then you send it up to a higher level without their information, you'll get that letter warning, whatever you got, thrown out because management didn't have anything.
Right. Yeah, because they have to, in discipline cases, management has to prove their case.
Yeah, so one of the just cause is that the management has to do a full investigation.
Right. And if they can't show you anything that they relied upon, well, then they lose right off the bat. They lose automatically.
And they'll get thrown out pretty quickly.
Right.
Okay. And so the whole process is you're trying to prepare everything to get it done. Now, the last episode, we talked about the contentions. Here's where what the contention is. Okay. Once you collected all that information, you're supposed to do a contentions, which is your arguments.
Right.
Okay. A lot of people don't understand what contentions means. The best way is it's your arguments.
Right. This is why I think we should win this grievance.
Right. Okay. And in the arguments is where you bring up what article that supervisor violated.
Okay. So give an example.
So let's say on discipline.
Right.
Okay. What did they violate? Because discipline, right? What did management violate? Well, they violated, let's say the management says that they, the carrier.
Let's just use attendance since that's the most common one.
Let's say the carrier had an attendance violation or whatever.
Right.
What did they violate? Well, they could have violated the fact that they did not prove that you were abusing sick leave.
Okay.
And that would be the violation of the ELM 513, where it actually mentions about the sick leave and the process of how the management is supposed to do, and they didn't do that process.
Okay.
So therefore, that's an article violation, Article 19, and you also put in Article 16 because they're doing the process wrong, because especially if they didn't give you information, they didn't do that right either.
So to clarify where these articles come from, Article 19 of our contract says that any handbooks, manuals, things like that are enforceable just like the contract
handbooks,
is.
Manuals, rules of the Postal Service, and laws.
And the law, right. Mm-hmm. Those are all enforceable just like they're part of the contract. So you cite Article 19, and then you use that to cite the ELM. So it'll be ELM 513 via Article 19 or something like that.
Right.
Because every contractual grievance has to cite the contract.
Now, that is a issue statement that you're writing.
Right.
That a lot of times you don't write the issue statement because you want the formal A to write it. And this is a good reason why.
Well, if you're going to settle it, you need to frame
it. If you settle it, then you got to put that issue statement together.
Did management violate Article 19 via ELM? Right. Or is it the other way? Violate ELM via Article 19?
Well, for attendance, is did manager so-and-so violate from Crossroads Postal Service violate Article 16, 19 of the National Agreement and by issuing a letter warning to this carrier on this day? What is the appropriate remedy?
Okay, so that would be your issue statement.
That's not what we're here to talk about.
We're here to talk about the contention.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to finish about the issue statement. Okay. You won't let me finish.
I thought that I got us off track. I was trying to get
So the issue statement, even though we're going to talk about contentions, but I think this is important also.
Okay, because this is essentially what you're trying to prove.
Yeah, because the issue statement is something that you can, if you resolve it at the informal A level, then you need to fill that out. So, so it is good to know how to fill out the issue statement.
Okay.
If it goes to formal A, you write an issue statement, but also do one without the issue statement. So you want to have one without an issue statement, but you want the issue statement in there for what you want.
Right. Okay? So you're framing the argument for the next.
So the formal A looks at it and say, oh, I don't like that issue statement, and they can take it out. So you don't write the issue statement in the 8190. You just put it somewhere else.
Because even on the 8190, it says not to write below this line.
It's only formal A level or higher.
Right.
Okay. We're in formal A. At that point. So we don't have to do the issue statement, but we're using the issue statement as a reason to argue.
Okay. Okay.
Why we think there's a violation kind of thing.
Right, right.
So anyway.
And then the contentions are the supporting arguments for the issue statement.
But the issue statement is something that I do last, because you want to find the arguments before you write the issue statement.
Makes sense. Because you need to be able to support it.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
So now let's go to contentions.
Okay.
So the contentions.
Can you keep talking for a sec while I take care of something?
Sure.
Okay.
So, and the contentions is the arguments that you're making against the Postal Service, right? Against management, okay? And so the argument that you're doing is you're putting together all of the stuff that you did with the information you got from management, from the investigative interviews you did, or any interviews you did with management, including the carrier, and you're getting all that information together and you're creating an argument on contentions.
Okay.
And so on the contentions, you'll write, hey, the let's say even in attendance.
Yeah, we'll use attendance again because it's so common.
Management says that the carrier violated by not coming to work or violated the attendance policy because they didn't come to work.
Right.
Okay, that's a vague statement that they would use a lot of times.
Yeah.
But then
they weren't regular in attendance.
They were not regular in attendance.
Right.
So your argument is in the M513 point, what I forget the which
yeah.
point,
yeah.
Says that carrier has the right to use sick leave as long as they're incapacitated to work.
Right.
And investigation on this day with this carrier says that they were incapacitated on these days.
And so they're using it for its intended purpose.
Right.
They're using sick leave
and
the
so
way
you're,
it's supposed to be.
Because you're making an argument that they were incapacitated, just
right.
like what the Elm says. And so, therefore, management is issuing discipline on something that they were not able to work because they're incapacitated. And so they're being punitive and they're not being corrective.
Right. Okay?
Per Article 16, because Article 16 says that all discipline has to be corrective and not punitive,
right.
including M39 Section 150.4, 115.1 says that all discipline has to be corrective in nature.
There you go. Okay. Right. So it's in multiple places that it has to be that way.
As you know, M39 is management's handbook.
Right.
It actually says that they have to do a corrective nature on all the discipline.
Right.
So then you have to prove what did management.
Right. So that's going to be a contention. Mm-hmm. A contention is that management issued this discipline punitively rather than correctively.
Right.
And this is my supporting evidence.
From different parts of the contract.
Right. Because the carrier was, in fact, incapacitated, because the carrier is using sick leave for its intended purpose.
Right.
And so there's not even anything to correct here, because this is the way we're supposed to do it.
Right.
Okay, cool.
And then on the Elm also says the approvals on when someone is calling in sick leave, and one of them is incapacitation.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Right.
Or
if you have infectious care, disease, all that stuff.
All that is listed.
Right.
Okay? And so what management is trying to issue for is where are they issuing this when carry did what they were supposed to do?
Right. Exactly.
Okay?
So to go further with some of the things that management will try to argue that we're pushing back against is like in attendance disciplines at my station, they'll argue from the M41 that it says you're supposed to arrive promptly at your scheduled time, and they'll put that in an attendance discipline. And my argument back is that this provision has nothing to do with attendance. This is tardiness.
Right.
And so again, like they're citing something that's not valid. So that's like evidence of an incomplete investigation, you know, and then these are the arguments that I start to make.
And then tardiness, you can also mention, is it because a carrier got a discipline for being 3 clicks late to work?
Mm.
Well, if you know, in the M41
and the
F21 handbook,
right,
which is the clock ring manual for management,
right,
literally says that carriers have 5-minute leeway,
right,
because
Backups at the clock
or other things. It's just other things.
Not just the clock. So
okay?
To go back to this argument, because we're talking just about attendance here, my argument to carry it a little further is to say that they're disciplining this carrier for tardiness, and he was never tardy.
Yeah. So another thing that most people don't know about the tardiness
is
that the F21 book says that management is supposed to say that the carrier is late on 10th click.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Because at the time, when you punch clocks that we used to have, you went from 8 clicks to 10 clicks.
Oh, to 10. Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
Right.
But now with our scanner, when we're clocking in, it goes up to 9 clicks also.
Yeah.
Because the rule says that at the 10th click, you can't get in trouble up to 9 clicks.
Right. Oh, that's interesting.
So I hope for people who doesn't know that.
Yeah, it gives you just a little bit more leeway.
That they cannot punish the carrier until it's 10th click.
So at some point, I'm going to have to read the F21 on classes of mail.
Right.
So that's another contention, that the carrier was never tardy.
Yeah.
So this is my contention.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then another contention that you can use is that when you're late to work, management is supposed to have you fill out a 3971. And to see what you want to use that time to why you were late to be AWOL or whatever to make up to how they're going to make up the time.
Right.
So let's say you were 10 clicks late.
Okay.
And they decide to say, hey, you're late. So they want to try to punish you.
Right.
In reality, so you're supposed to work only 7 hours and 90 clicks.
Okay.
Okay. So now you're missing 10 clicks, right?
Sure.
But the management is going to want you to carry all this route and extra handoff or whatever it is.
Sure.
So are they going to give you the time to make up that time?
Oh, sure. If you're going to work past 8 hours,
right.
They can't say that you were AWOL. Like, right. You worked the full day. How can you work 8 hours day. And not?
And so that is a contention you use, right. Saying that management allowed to make up the time that you missed
right.
to work overtime.
Because that's a provision. The carrier is allowed with management's discretion to make up that time.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that
and one
a lot. And
that's in the F-21. Awesome.
Dude, there's a carrier at my station. There's more than one who is chronically late. I'm sure you have them at your station, too. Mm-hmm. And but he's also on the overtime list,
right?
And so that's a really good argument if they ever try to discipline that carrier, dude.
Yes.
I gotta briefly tell this story because the carrier is 10 to 15 minutes late every day.
Mm-hmm.
And when I asked the carrier about it, because he's been brought in for investigative interview, and I say, you know, what's the story? If you have, like, you're dropping off your kid at daycare every day, this is a known thing, and you're just going to be late, and that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, no, I just live far away, and it takes me a long time to get here. And, but dude, you're 10 or 15 minutes late every day. Have you considered leaving earlier? No. No, that's not on the list, apparently. That is like, yeah, he's not going to do that.
Well, you know, I've seen it where I've lived that far away, and sometimes you try to make up the time by 10 minutes, and you still arrive at the exact same time.
Maybe.
Because the traffic is... Because
it gets worse as the day goes on. Yeah,
right.
Maybe. Okay.
Or the light is longer
at
that time.
Whatever the reason is, if that carrier gets disciplined, I'm going to defend him, and that's going to be part of my argument. Right.
Exactly.
So to get back to the topic of contentions... That's a contention.
Right.
That they allowed him to make up the time pursuant to whatever that provision is like in the ELM. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And that's why you look up all the rules to prepare for it. Because if you didn't find these rules at F-21 or wherever, and you go verbally to talk about it, do you think you're going to be able to argue that?
No, because you're not going to remember all of these arguments. Yeah, all these rules. Exactly.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, and then if you don't come up to management and with these things, are you actually doing the carrier anything for
them? You're doing a disservice to the carrier.
Yeah, are you representing the carriers at that point?
Right, by not being prepared.
Exactly, because you're not prepared to talk about all these violations that management is doing or what the carrier did, you know?
Right.
Because management has to correct, not punish.
Right. So to think again about all these contentions, you're sitting there looking at this case, you're looking at management's argument, you're looking at the contract, and every time you say to yourself, oh, I can argue this point, that's a contention. That's what a contention is. Oh, I can get management on this. Okay, that's a contention. If management says that the carrier, you know, they cite a carrier for being absent on a day, you pull up the clock rings, they were actually there that day. Okay, that's a contention. I'm contending now that you've made a mistake in this investigation.
Right. Now, again, if a carrier is late every day or whatever,
right.
What did management do to correct that behavior?
That's exactly right.
And not you can just issue discipline. That's just being punitive.
Right.
So what kind of corrective behavior did they try before they went to discipline?
Right. And this gets into the management interview.
Exactly.
When you ask management questions, that's going to be one of the questions you ask is what steps have you taken to correct this behavior?
Mm-hmm.
And they better have an answer other than I issued discipline.
Right. And the thing is, if their corrective behavior is, well, I made it so that he can work overtime. Well, okay. That means now you allowed him to be late.
Right. It's addressed. Yeah. That's resolved. Then you should not be issuing discipline.
To make up that time.
Right. So yeah, good call.
Uh-huh. So there's a lot of things. Now, here's another thing on the being late is that what if you're an 8-hour carrier?
Uh-huh.
You're not getting any overtime.
Right.
Right? And so let's say management wants to go after you saying you were 10 clicks late and you're 8 hours only.
Okay.
Okay. So that means you can, because their issue saying that you're AWOL for the 10 clicks, you're not getting paid for those 10 clicks.
Right.
Okay. So what should you do for those 10 clicks?
You should give off 8 minutes of your route or 5 minutes of your
route.
Or
6 minutes of your route, right?
Yeah. Right.
So basically what happens is that you need to fill out a 96 and says that I can only, I'm going to have
I'm shorted this
10
amount of
clicks
time.
Overtime. Because I'm not allowed.
That's good.
And so you fill out a 96 and said, I need to drop to 10 clicks.
Right. And then management's going to use the rule of reason in Article 8 and
but
be like,
but
well,
you're
you
the one issuing,
your own.
Telling me that I'm not getting paid for that 10 clicks.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And they catch them. They find themselves in a bind. Management does.
Because now you have
really
to drop
good.
A box.
Right. Yeah. I got to drop one cluster box because you're not going to pay me for a full day.
Yeah.
And so, that's great. Yeah, it puts management in a sticky situation. I really like that, dude. That's a great idea. This is the kind of wisdom that we get from Michael. I love it. Yeah, that's really good.
So that's what you're supposed to do as a carrier, because you're not authorized for that time.
That is correct. Yeah, you would be going in.
They AWOL'd you for those times.
Yeah, that's right. If they're not going to pay you, don't work.
Yeah, you're not going to pay. Yeah, they're not going to pay.
All right, so let's talk about harder ones.
And then if management says, you know what? I'm going to have it where you make up the time. And it allows you to work 8 hours.
Right.
Then there should be no discipline, because there's now no harm. They allowed you to do this.
Right. Okay? Right, exactly.
Now, don't get me wrong. If you're late every day and then they have to, and Carrie has to drop a box every day. Yeah, now management can issue a discipline because you're dropping a handoff every single day because you were late to work.
Right.
But management has to prove that.
Right.
Right?
Okay, so that's discipline. Let's talk about the other side, because in contract grievances, it's a little bit harder on the union, because we have to prove the case. We have to prove that management violated. So give us an example of one of those.
Mandates.
Okay.
Let's say mandates.
Yep, sure. Okay. If you work at the post office, you already know what a mandate is, but I'm going to say it anyway because the class is a male. Okay. This is where, if you are not on the overtime desired list and you are mandated to work overtime anyway, or if you're on work assignment and you're mandated to work off of your assignment, that's a mandate.
The new rule that Brian Renfrew put in place that we didn't want is that if management mandates a carrier who's on the 8-hour list, they can only work a maximum of 12 hours, and they can refuse after that.
Okay.
So that's the new rule for people that doesn't know. Okay. So anyway, the mandates, when you're writing up a contentions.
Sure.
Okay. Now, when you're writing up a contention of the mandate, you have to bring up where they're violating on that mandate.
Right. So, this would be, did management violate Article 8?
Article 8 point whatever, where it's
8.5
at. And you print that article or put that in your contentions. And the reason that we're filing a mandate grievance is because they violated this rule. Okay.
Right.
And so you have to put that in your contentions. Okay. And that's where you also, is it because they violated this rule and you have to pay the carrier for mandating this amount of time and pay the overtime carrier for them missing that overtime.
Right. Right. We get them on both ends.
Get them on both ends. Okay. And to do that, you have to write contentions. Oh my gosh.
Right. So this is your argument that, hey, management should have used the overtime carrier.
Mm-hmm.
That's a contention. I contend that you should have done it this way according to the contract rather than the way you did it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so you don't just write and say, you don't just send it up to the formal A saying, hey, I don't have to write contention. So you're going to send it up to formal A. What the heck is that?
I don't want you to get fired up again like you did in the last episode. We're teaching this episode.
Mm-hmm. And so this is where the stewards need to do their contentions so that you have all these ready. Because when you go to your supervisor and say, hey, you violated this article, and so you had to, for this mandating these people, so you have to pay this amount of money for this person, and you have to pay this amount of money on this person,
right,
and so forth. And that is your contention that you want this done, okay? And so that's why all these contentions then need to be done at the informal A, okay?
Yeah.
Now, contention is something that's done at every level of the grievance process, okay? So at the formal A level, they have to do their own contentions also, okay?
Okay.
Now, at the informal A level, if they did a great contention, then the formal A person is like, oh, these contentions are great. They don't have to write new contentions because yours is great.
Right, and it's good because they only have 7 days instead of the 14 that the original person
had. So if your contention is that good, it makes the formal A have less work.
Right.
Because all they have to do is read your contentions
and they can
to their formal A rep and say, this is what it is. Because you'll bring up all the arguments, right?
Right.
Now, if you don't give them any contentions, then the formal A person has to find all that for you.
Right.
So what are you doing at that point? You're taking away this person's job of doing other grievance settlements for different stations, right? Because they're doing more than one grievance, more than one station.
Right.
So you're taking that time away from another station.
Right. You have 14 days. Mm-hmm. You know the grievance better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And so at the informal A, you should be preparing all of these things, preparing those arguments, which are your contentions.
Now, the formal A is supposed to have more experience than the person that's at the informal A.
Right, of course.
So if the informal A wrote a contention that you don't like something, you can change it.
Right.
You can they can change the contentions to their thing, and from the steward's contentions by maybe adding more to the argument because the steward missed something.
Right.
Okay. Because all you're doing is, as a formulae, is to add more stuff to argue with. Because what happens when you have more argument?
You do better by your carriage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want more arguments to go against the management? Because you are fighting for the carrier.
Right.
So if you're doing it verbally, you're not fighting for the carrier.
Okay? Agreed.
So when you have an attendance discipline says, hey, this carrier called in 8 times in 4 months. It looks excessive.
Okay.
And then what's the steward going to say? Or the informal aid person going to say when they're doing it verbally?
Well, it
sounds excessive,
is.
So let's agree to 3 months of letter warning.
Right. They're just going to try to knock it down in the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take the easiest solution.
Yeah.
And then you look at
the investigative interview by the carrier. Says, I was in the hospital dying.
Right.
And you just agreed to 3 months of letter warning because this carrier is dying.
Right.
Is that fair for the carrier?
Of course not.
And this is actual truth that happened to one of the carriers who was dying. It got issued a 3 months of letter warning.
That is not okay.
Okay, because the formal A didn't read what the carrier was saying.
All right, so here we have... So
that's where the contentions are very important.
The importance of the contentions. Mm-hmm. You need to be making good, solid, sound arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Get those arguments in writing so that if you don't succeed on your grievance, they can get passed up to the next level. Yeah.
So now we have a joke with me and this carrier.
Okay.
Yeah, Hall agreed that issued that discipline as because he survived. They want him to die.
Passed up. Right, or he should have come into work...
And he should have died at work.
Oh, right, died at work, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And just think of how that looks to the carrier.
Right. That does not feel like union support.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And that's why we have to do diligence and do the whole process. You know how we talk about due process going on right now? This is the due process we have at the union.
Right.
Okay? And unfortunately, our branch, it's not being taught.
Right.
Okay? And that's why I'm... trying to do this at the podcast day.
Right on. I mean, that's the whole idea behind the podcast, mm-hmm. is that we can get this education out. It's accessible to everybody. No gatekeeping.
Right.
Yep.
So contentions are very important because that is your argument as a steward. Now, as a regular carrier,
right,
you want to provide as much information to the steward,
yes,
because they have to write up that contention. Okay. So if you want the steward to fight for it, you got to write them a statement. You got to talk to them for sure.
Right.
Yeah. And let them know what's going on and provide any information they need.
And I do that. That extends into the investigative interview as well, because mm-hmm. management has to do that before they issue discipline. And I start laying the foundation for these arguments in the investigative interview. For example, with sick leave, if the carrier was incapacitated, that needs to come out in the investigative interview. So mm-hmm. that you can show that management knew mm-hmm. that the carrier was out for a valid reason and issued discipline anyway.
On my last investigative interview for attendance,
right,
management asked me, you know, is there anything that you'd like to say?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. I was incapacitated where I could not get out of bed. The only way for me to get out was roll out of the bed and go on the computer so that I can call in sick through light blue, and because I couldn't even drive. I could not make it to the emergency because I was so sick that if I drove, I would probably hit something.
Right.
Okay. I was also taking a lot of medicine, the cold medicine,
right,
so that I can get healthier.
And it may have been with something infectious.
And I said, look, I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have a wife.
Right.
I don't have anybody to take care of me except for myself.
Right.
Okay. And so if I'm sick, well, how am I supposed to get to the emergency?
It's a great question.
Well, I don't know, 911, I guess, for get an ambulance, but then I have to pay, what, $2,000 out of my pocket?
Sure. Well, to take you to work, because apparently that's where you're supposed to go when you're that
And is the post office going to pay for that?
Of course not.
Exactly.
I mean, you get health insurance, but yeah.
So that's I said. The only way for me to come to work is for me to call the emergency, maybe get the ambulance to come to work or go to emergency.
Right.
How am I supposed to do that?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Okay.
And so they issued discipline anyway.
No, this one they have not.
Oh, good.
This one they have not. I think they kind of looked at it like, this looks very bad for us if we issued discipline.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't even make it to that rally that we did. Like hell rally, right, because I was so sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And dude, you know, if anybody fights like hell, it's Michael.
Yeah. Oh, I would have been there if I was healthy.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. I think that pretty well covers it.
So, anybody have any questions on contentions and what you would want to argue with and how you want to argue it? And again, you can call me again, 702-724-6355.
Right on. Yeah, and to me, that's the funnest part of being a steward, is looking at this stuff.
I missed one thing. I am so sorry.
Nice. Yeah, go for it.
I'm so sorry. Okay. The reason why it's also benefit for us to do contentions.
Sure.
Okay. You have to request time to work on your grievances, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. What are you doing with that time?
So if you don't have to write the contentions, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because the whole idea is that you want to punish management for issuing discipline or anything else, right?
Right.
And so let's say they issued 6 letter warnings, okay?
Right.
If you only take 5 minutes to do per each letter warning,
right,
and they only have to give you 30 minutes of steward time for 6 letter warnings,
right,
they're not going to give a shit. Next thing they're going to know is they're going to issue 30 people discipline.
Right, because there's no pain for them.
Exactly.
Yep.
But if they issue 6 discipline and you say, you know what, I'm going to need 12 hours, 2 hours per grievance.
Right.
Do you think they're going to freak out? Because now they're going to have to take your route, have somebody deliver it for 2 days.
Right.
Do you think they really want to do that?
No, they
probably not.
Yeah, that's
so they'll
call.
Think twice before they issue discipline to make sure that they wanted to issue the discipline, because they know they have to take time away from you,
right?
Including if you have to do an investigative interview or interview other carriers.
Yeah,
that takes time. So if you have to interview a carrier that takes 30 minutes, an hour, then the carrier has to drop an hour or take that as an hour overtime.
Right. And these multiple pages of contentions is your proof that you were using that time to investigate grievances.
Exactly. And that is why you need to do the contentions.
Right.
Not only is it to do it, but to give management a kick in the ass saying, this is what's going to happen if you do.
Right.
Because you don't want them to keep on filling out discipline. So,
it would be really interesting to me, as much as I don't want to go back to last episode, to have somebody from... you know, somebody who was arguing against you at the last meeting to come on here and explain why everything that you just said is bullshit.
Right.
Why it's not important.
Why it's not important. Why they don't want them to do contentions.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think that pretty well covers it. Guys, thank you very much for listening. Michael, thank you for coming on. You have done an excellent job as always. And I think that's all we have for now. Cool. So thanks for listening.
Call me if you guys got any questions on how to do it.
There you go. Awesome. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we will catch you all next time.
Oh, if I can get this playing. There it goes.